here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar on this Sunday, August 14th, 2022. I do appreciate you tuning in, and I thank you again for joining me here. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, as clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always, God bless. I always like to start with a prayer. And honestly, today, I just think the easiest thing to do, if you have not already made the Lord your Lord and Savior and become born again, and you're ready to do that, but really all you need to do is say, "Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior," and put him first, and the rest will follow. So there you go. That's really as simple as it is, but just make sure you do indeed put him first in your life, and you will have eternal life if you do that. So say that little prayer and make it happen. And he has heard you. He has heard you. So thank you for that. And I just want to say God bless you all. And may God bless this nation. We are under siege, no doubt about it. What has happened this past week especially has been absolutely insanity. With the raid of Mar-a-Lago, President Donald J. Trump, who is my president, I always say it, he is my president, no questions asked about that. He won 2020 election. They stole it. We know this. The truth is coming out. We always say God is in control, so we have to just give it up to God, but we also have to fight like mad to make sure that we are heard and the conservative voice is heard, and so we don't just lay back and just let it all happen and be trampled on. I think that's what's happened in the past too much, is the conservative voice was completely silenced. And that's why we were called the silent majority. So we need to become a little bit more vocal about what's going on and not just stand back and let it just happen. It's just been crazy. But with God, who is ultimately in control, I know that there is a reason for everything. So we are going to just pray that truth will prevail. And I do believe that eventually it will come to be on the very positive note and we will see justice. For instance, right now, I'm going to read some truths from Donald Trump himself, my president. Yes. He wrote a few hours ago his truths. He says, "Like all of the other hoaxes and scams that they've used to try and silence the voice of a vast majority of the American people, I have truth on my side. And when you have truth, you will ultimately be victorious." As I just said, exactly what I just said, pretty much, you know, in different words, but yes, truth will prevail. So if you have truth on yourself, you truth on your side, and you tell the truth, you will ultimately be victorious. And by telling the truth, you won't scatter about the story. You will always have the same story to tell, because there is no mistaking truth. So he's got that on his side. I do believe this wholeheartedly. And I'm just going to pray that he does come out victorious, as he is saying he will. And I know he will. So the other thing he wrote was the ridiculous political grandstanding of a break-in to a very storied, important, and high visibility place just before the midterm elections. The whole world was watching as the FBI rummaged through the house, including the former first lady's closets and clothing, alone and unchecked. They even demanded that the security cameras be turned off. We refused, but there was no way of knowing if what they took was legitimate or was there a plant. This was, after all, the FBI. And unfortunately, he is absolutely valid in saying that, because we do not believe, unfortunately, that the FBI is on the up and up anymore, because too much has gone on that definitely showcases that they are just as corrupt as the DC swamp. And it's very sad, but it's the truth. So we can't trust that. And that was my first reaction too when I heard about Mar-a-Lago being raided. I heard that and I thought, oh gosh, they probably planted something and they're going to get him for something that is not even his doing. So we will see, but absolutely. And he's even saying it. So he also wrote, the inspector general said the FBI acted with gross incompetence and negligence. I was fully vindicated in the Russia scam, the no collusion Mueller investigation, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and all else. Now they raid my home, ban my lawyers, and without any witnesses allowed, break the lock that they asked us to install on the storage area that we showed them early on, which held papers that they could have had months ago for the asking and without. So he has said all along he had no problem giving them whatever they asked, whatever was asked of him. But unfortunately, they went ahead and wanted to do political theater and make this a big deal. And they, sure enough, broke into his home and didn't allow anybody, any of his lawyers, to see what this was about or give a heads up. They didn't even give the AG in Florida heads up about this, which is completely unheard of. And I really, truly against the law. It just seems crazy. I mean, this has never happened to a former president of the United States, not to mention anybody. This could happen to anybody if it happens to him. So this was commented, FBI raid update by Liz Wheeler of the Liz Wheeler Show. The FBI raid was not only gross abuse of power targeting Trump, the warrant allowed the FBI to seize literally every piece of paper Trump ever saw as POTUS, and the FBI seizing attorney-client privileged and executive privileges docs, which means the FBI broke the law, period, over and out. And Liz Wheeler knows her law. She's really good on that. So if you don't follow her already, she's one to follow. I completely agree with that statement. Donald J. Trump also about 4 hours ago wrote a truth saying just left a large gathering of people and all they could talk about was the complete and total stranglehold, that the radical left Democrats have over the DOJ and FBI. It shouldn't be that way. Nobody goes after BLM, Antifa, or the rest, despite murder, beatings, and burning down large sections of cities. A very unfair double standard. They definitely won't attack the home of a former Democrat president, nor should they. It is all so out of control. Great simmering anger. That's what he wrote. Yeah, he should be angry. This is aggravating to say the least. And it's not only aggravating him, it's aggravating all of his supporters. It should aggravate every United States citizen, to be honest. Even if you're not somebody who voted for Trump, I think it should aggravate you just knowing that this could happen to anybody. If it happens to a former president, it could happen to anybody in the United States where without any knowledge at all, without any heads up, they could just go in, ransack your home for who knows what purpose. But this is political theater. This is seriously political theater. And it's very frightening. And so it's something that we just need to pray about. Truth will prevail, though. So we're just going to keep up on that and just continue to tell the truth and to pray for the truth to prevail. And it will. Eventually it will. It just might take a little longer. So speaking of that, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it was done on Monday, which was the day after the bill passed by the Democrats on Sunday night. So last Sunday night. So of course I did my show in the daytime. So naturally none of this had happened yet. So they did this overnight in the wee morning hours or craziness. They passed a bill that makes 87,000 new IRS agents in our government. They want to call it Inflation Act, something to do with, they're trying to make it seem like it's going to help the inflation status, but in truth, it's not. And it's going to go after everyone and people who make less than 400,000, even though they, of course, said that they wouldn't go after people and impose higher taxes on people making less than $400,000. The truth of the matter is they are liars. We know that of the Democrats. So they lie. Everything they say is a lie. So we cannot trust them. And anyone who voted Republican and is a conservative voice, seriously, it should be a little worried. We will be at risk for IRS to come after and seize our assets, our money, our homes, etc. I mean, as it stands, a lot of people who have filed their tax filings by the due date of April 18th this year have still not seen their refunds. This is true. And the reason is because they're delaying it. Well, they have the inflation, first of all. We're very much in debt because the Democrats are spending more than we have, putting us more in debt as the United States. So they are actually, if you can look this up, and it's true, and I know a lot of people personally who are affected, they said that it might take up to 9 months to get their refund, which is unheard of. It normally would take up to 6 weeks at the most. So to take up to 9 months is ludicrous. And there should be no reason for that. And so now with the new agents going after people who are conservative voices, this is another thing that they're doing to try to go after conservatives because they want their agenda passed. So history is unfortunately repeating itself. I mean, just think about this. What happened in Germany? The Nazis, the Holocaust. What's happening there? This seems to be history repeating itself. So just be advised, be alert. Going after certain people, specific targets. Yeah, this is scary, but it's true. I think this is absolutely something we need to just be on alert of. And then the sad thing is the Republicans were able to vote on Friday. And I called just so you know, to say, I called my constituents and I said, please do not vote for this inflation. It's called the Inflation Expansion Act is what it was called. Yeah. So I said, please vote no on this. We cannot have this. And what happened? Well, unfortunately, the Republicans did vote no on it, but it wasn't enough because they're not the majority right now. So unfortunately, we're still going to have to fight like mad and get the midterms back to the Republican. We're going to have to get the majority again. So we got to pray that the elections will be on point and not cheated on, and they will be effective to getting back the Republicans' majority. So right now, really, the best thing is to rise up, and government really needs to be replaced. We need to be boisterous, and we need to be calling our people, our constituents. So the thing you want to do, put it in your phones. Just carry this number. Just call the DC member of Congress. So whenever you see a bill that you're not happy with, that you want the Republicans to fight the Democrats on, you know, call this number. And the number is 202-224-3121. That's the DC member of Congress. And then what they do is, that's the DC switchboard. Then what they'll do is they'll ask you for your zip code. Then with that, they will direct you to your local area member of Congress and your constituents. Okay. So that's what you want to do. And when you do that, always have record that you called, because you want to make sure that they know that you indeed called, and you can state your name, where you're from, and your phone number. So it's always a good thing to do. Even if it's just a message on their phone, at least you said, hey, I did my part, and I did my part. So that's all we can do really at this point in time, but it's better than nothing. I'll tell you what, it's better than just sitting on the sidelines saying, oh, well, somebody else will do it. No. And we also have to make sure we get out and vote, and we have to pray that it's going to be, we have to pray that they're not going to cheat. That's what we have to do. We have to pray for election integrity. And so that is so important. So I want you to say the other thing, Christy Hutcherson of Women Fighting for America, she says the sheriffs are the key to fighting this kind of takeover. She says they are the ones that can take back our republic, and we the people are in charge, not the other way around. So remember that. She's great, by the way. She says, read the Constitution and know your Bill of Rights. I agree with that. And contact your sheriff's association. You can call them if there is something that seems to be defeated, you know, or becoming something that the Democrats want to defeat. So rise up, because they are in charge too. So the sheriffs have a lot of say of what goes on in your community. And she believes the Democrat plan is, and not even having, oh, she thinks that they're not even going to have a November election. She thinks that they're going to do something to the point where they won't even have a midterm election, a November election, which is scary, because we do need that election. So hopefully she's wrong on that, but she has a lot of knowledge, and she sometimes will make points, and she has in the past, that have come true. So you just never know, but I'm just warning you. I'm just telling you what she has to say. And if you want to volunteer with her, she's great. So she's a good one. If you want to just do something for America and you want to be effectively in the know and just do something and feel like you're getting something done, call her or email her at womenfightingforamerica@protonmail.com. And you could also go to her website, wffa.win. So she's great. She's somebody to follow. I've actually contacted her myself. She goes to the border a lot and shows what the craziness that's going on at the border, and she really exposes the light. So she's a good one to follow for sure. But if you want to volunteer, she said with that, they could come to your community and train you, and they will do everything. They need at least 50 people though. And if you could gather that many people in your community, that seems like a reasonable thing to do, then they will come and they will train you on what to do and to work with her. So she's great. And I would definitely recommend that if you have some free time on your hands, if you care about America and want to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And she's a godly woman, patriot, wonderful. Okay, so there's that. And then, of course, the other thing I wanted to mention was I wanted to say on last Thursday, I saw the Flashpoint episode. I always talk about Flashpoint because I love Flashpoint. It's my favorite show. They're great. So Pastor Gene Bailey, he's great. He's the host. And he interviewed Dr. Simone Gold. Of course, we all know her, founder of America's Frontline Doctors. And she's, of course, wonderful. And she's always somebody who has got truth on her side. And she's a truth teller. She's always been a truth teller regarding the vaccines. And she's been outspoken about that and how she feels about it and COVID-19 and everything. And she's been very outspoken since the quarantine times of the beginning in 2020 when that happened. So she has been arrested just for being on January 6th. Of course, she was one of the people that were in the Capitol, and she was there for a speaking engagement. So the interesting thing, she talked about the story and how it happened, how she was there for a speaking engagement. She wasn't even there for the other, you know, thing. That's the interesting part. And she just happened to, I guess the notification that they did not have her speaking engagement ready for her to do. So all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're inviting her into the Capitol building. So she said, okay, so I'm going to still talk about it. So she did. And that was that. And the next thing you know, FBI broke down her door about 12 days after she was in the Capitol building on January 6th. And by the way, if you see video of this, you can see she's peacefully talking. She does nothing violent, nothing like that. She's just telling the truth, talking about what people need to know. And she had a speaking engagement. That was all it was about. There was nothing bad that she did. So it's unbelievable. And they charged her with 5 crimes, felonies and misdemeanors. And it's just utter nonsense. But she was one of the patriots who was arrested. And now she ended up reaching a plea deal and got a misdemeanor in order to avoid a possibility of doing a 20-year sentence. So she figured, okay, even though I'm innocent, I'm going to do this because I don't want to have 20 years. You just never know. Justice is not being served, unfortunately, for the conservative side. So they're gunning for them. They're gunning for all conservative viewpoints and differing opinions of the leftist agenda. So she is now in federal prison, and she has to spend 60 days. She's in the midst of the 60 days prison sentence. And she, I actually get her emails. She is in danger. And it's, she's not in some camp cupcake like Martha, you know, Stewart was in. She's not in a easygoing place like that. She is in a hardcore prison, and she did nothing to deserve that. So pray for her. She's fantastic. And it's just frightening that this is happening in America for people just because they have a truth-telling difference of opinion, and they're doing their First Amendment rights. So her First Amendment right was being taken away, and it's just scary. But this is what's happening. So we just need to be advised that this could happen anywhere to anybody. All right. And I want to turn to a little happy note. just some shout outs I want to say to our latest Truth Premium subscriber. We have Gary, Linda, of course, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlie, Diana, and Pamela. Thank you so much for being a Truth Premium subscriber. And of course, our donors, Reverend Dave, Mark, Andy, and Lisa, and also Cherie. So thank you so much. We do appreciate your support. And of course, speaking of support, we always support Mike Lindell, true patriot, obviously a godly man who is always fighting for the transparency of election integrity and the election fraud that went on in 2020. So we are very happy to partner with him. And of course, he makes wonderful products for MyPillow made here in the USA. So I always say thank you to great patriots like him. And I support his company, and we have a lot of wonderful products from him. So if you would like to try his products or buy more, of course, you can use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, and you'll receive the best, latest deals. You could also call 1-800-795-5993. And of course, you can go to eternalaffairsmedia.com. And also you can do mypillow.com/eternal. That's another way you can shop his fabulous deals. So just wanted to bring that up. And again, just thank you again for joining us here. And God willing, everything's going to turn out okay. And we're just going to keep the faith. And yes, there is a chance that they did plant something at Mar-a-Lago. And who knows what's going to happen. But this is just something to pray for President Trump and the United States again, more than ever before. And we just need to keep telling the truth, and truth will eventually prepare or prevail, as I say, and prepare us, of course, for victorious times. Right now, it's not so victorious. We don't feel so victorious, but it will come out victorious eventually. Just have faith. Keep faith in your life. Keep God in your life, number one, and the rest will follow. So thank you so much for joining me here, and always God bless.